Gary, the frustration, not that you got beat, but probably you didn't do yourself justice today?
Yeah, obviously disappointed with the result. We came here really positive mind frame to give our, you know, our fans something to go home with, but we obviously didn't in terms of the result. But I felt, you know, today's game was, I think it was decided on critical moments, to be honest with you. I think competitive-wise, against a side at the top of the league, I thought we competed very well. Our attitude, our commitment to what we were doing was very good. Just felt that we fell the wrong side of those critical moments, and had we not, we probably would have got a result today.
One of those was the penalty shout just before half-time. What's your opinion on that?
Well, in my opinion, it's a clear-cut penalty. I've had many penalties given against myself or my team. Teams for much less than that, it was a clear-cut penalty in my eyes. But those critical moments, we fell the wrong side of today. I felt we obviously made a mistake for the first goal, which made it a little bit difficult. But I thought we reacted really well to once they had that first 20 minutes where we adjusted a little bit to them. We made a mistake for the goal. I think we reacted really well. That last 15 minutes of the first half, we were really on top of them. We were creating. We had the penalty, clear-cut penalty turned down. We had some good chances, half chances, creating some danger. And had that goal gone in, I think it would have changed the complex of the game. And in second half, I thought we started well. Unan's shot, it gets tipped. I think we just needed that goal. That goal would have changed the complex of the game there. It would have lifted our crowd. It would have lifted the players. But in terms of competing and attitude and everything that we're doing, we're still, you can see, there wasn't a gulf of difference between the two teams. I felt their second goal was probably the one moment in the game where you really saw their quality. I thought from their point of view, it would be a really quality goal. But I'm disappointed with the result, but can't complain too much with my players.
Is this a marker game, really, just to see how far you've come in the time you've been here?
Not really for me. Nothing changes for us. We're still in a fantastic position in the league. You can see my players are competing, how committed they are to what we're doing. We understand that we're going to suffer some negatives along the way, but the important bit is that we show reactions and we can get back. And next week will be that our focus for that. I said that to players afterwards. Of course, they're bitterly disappointed. We set a high standard for ourselves. But I think the game itself, there wasn't a massive doing it. I think if you look at the game, we probably had the best chances. We limited them to very little, but we're playing against a good side. You know, but I felt my players were, on another day, we could have definitely have got a result.
Disappointment for Rob, obviously, with a goal. Anything said after? Or?
No, look, it's an honest mistake, it's a genuine mistake. Of course, Rob and like all of us would be disappointed with the result, but we did enough to score a goal today for sure. And like I said, we just fell the wrong side of those critical moments. I think it's important when you play against good sides, you try and get the right side of them, because that enables you to fight for the result, and unfortunately that wasn't the way for us today.
Unan showed no ill effects of his injury problems. Is he all right, come through it all right?
Yeah, obviously he'll be a little bit more tired on his body in terms of he hasn't been able to train too much before this game, but that's football, that's what happens. We'll just make sure that we have a good week, we create a good environment where we know we have to react, good teams react straight away, and we have an important game next week.
But you're still up there. This is not—it's not doom and gloom, is it? Just one defeat.
No, look. But I think that's the feeling. It can feel like that because we've set a high standard. You know, we've set high expectations now. So that's good. It shows that we're working in a good way. So I don't think people can be really. Obviously, we're disappointed with the result, but I don't think the performance and the way we are and how we're working, how the group is. I don't think we can be too critical or too disappointed with that because I think the group are working in a fantastic way and we were competing very well today against a top of the league side. So if we continue in that way, I'm sure that we'll have success and we'll do very well in the games coming forward.
Full house today and the fans stuck with it, didn't they?
Yeah, no, they were fantastic. We just felt, you know, we came here, we really wanted to give them something. So we felt disappointed at the end that we couldn't give them something to go home with. But like I said, have those critical moments gone a little bit more with us. One or two of them have gone with us. I'm sure it would have been a different game.
Do you think you've just played the championship champions this year?
We've played against a very good side, and clearly right now they're top of the league, so that means they're the best side so far. They have great quality. Like I said, I thought their second goal, that was the moment in the game where they really showed what quality they have. But apart from that, I felt we competed really well. There wasn't a big goal from difference. I felt on another day, we could have got a result.
Gary, just in terms of the penalty, was it the callback handball rather than Charlie Taylor that you're referring to just before halftime?
Well, more the callback one, to be honest with you. I think for me it's clear cut.
It just strikes it right.
Your hands are raised, you're half turning your back. I've seen many penalties given like that, but we didn't get it. That's what I'm saying, is those critical moments. Obviously, the first goal is a mistake from us, a critical moment. Just after we come through that first 20-minute period and adjusted to them. So all those things happened. We had a Union had a great chance to start the second half. Had that gone in, it would have made a different. All those things would have made a different game. So, but look, it's what it is. The results disappointing, but in terms of the way that we're working, our attitude, and how well we're competing in the games, I think we can, you know, have our heads held high, and we can carry on moving forward like we are.